Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello everyone and welcome to Club Reaction to USG 2 Rangers 0. Not one thing worked tonight. Gio got it wrong in my opinion. The players were terrible and unfortunately I have to say that we are lucky to get out of there only 2-0 down. Thank you very much for listening and we'll speak to you on Friday. I am your host Scott Carney and joining me is Ali Pearson. Ali, how are you?
That was good. Not very well after watching that, to be honest, Carney, and so we'll obviously get into it, but I'm sorry, if that's the way Rangers play to try and get into the Champions League, we don't deserve to be anywhere near the Champions League with that standard of football tonight, and it's disappointing. It's from a team that, we'll get into it, Carney, but I'm not overly happy, we'll say that.
Not overly happy, no, definitely not. And Ryan, how are you, mate?
Unfortunately, boys, that is a tune you'll be hearing if we do not get our act together. Not great, mate, not great, wasn't it? It was a very hard watch this evening, but let's get into this.
It might only be half time in the tie, but it's definitely back to the drawing board for me because that just, it's nowhere near what you expect. Not good at all. The starting 11 tonight, McLaughlin, Tavernier, Goldson, Sands, Barisic, Lundstrom, Jack, Kamara, Tillman, Matondo and Cholak. Ali, when I seen the team and I seen Sands, I expected us to go with our usual shape. I didn't really see why we would have to take, and no disrespect to them, I know they're a decent enough team, but I didn't think that we had to take their lineup or their formation too much into consideration. I know we're there trying to do the let's just get it back to Ibrox thing. When I seen the way we lined up, mate, honestly, at first I thought, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, as soon as the team lineup came out and I seen Jack Lundstrom Kamara straight away, I said, that's Rangers not wanting to lose a game. And Ryan, I think, put in the group chat, don't be too negative or something, but that's what they were trying to do, Rangers. And I get it to a point, but I mean, you'll get into it, Carney. They're not, they deserve to beat us, they deserve to beat us by more than 2 goals tonight, but they were an average team, I thought Rangers for the first 20 minutes were decent, controlled the game, and just fell away, to be honest, and never recovered from it. But I didn't like the shape. The back with Sands in there, we knew he would play because Suter wasn't there. Davies obviously isn't up to scratch, but the midfield of Jack, Kamara and Lundstrom for me, and I know Lundstrom drops deep, but I don't like it. They do the same fucking job, to be honest. So it's a no for me.
Yes, Ryan, we get slaughtered, mate, for being negative about the Livingston game. And don't think many people can really come at us for the negativity tonight, because generally, mate, from quite early on in the match, I think we all seen this isn't working.
Nah, it wasn't working for the lineup, Carney. I was the exact same as Ali, even though I put that, don't be negative. That was more a kind of a laugh at some of the comments we had.
And again, what did you call Jack and Kamara?
Jack Kamara. I never want to see Jack Kamara again, because as Ali just said, they do the exact same job. Both good footballers, first team starters for Rangers, not together. And if you're dropping Lundstrom, who does pretty much the same job, I get that when you're playing Dortmund or Leipzig. And no offence to this team, they were better on the night. Like, there's no arguments about the result. I'm actually happy that it was 2-0 at the end up, which is tells you everything about the performance this evening. But you don't play three CDMs against a team like that. For me, there was a lack of inventiveness going forward. There's a lack of direct football. As Ali said, you can't put it any better. They all do the same job. And when I seen that midfield, I just thought, Gio, you've not got this right. But I've always got faith that Gio, he'll change it and he'll tinker the team during the match. But I know we'll come into that, because you're going to kind of dissect it a bit more. But off on the wrong foot straight away again.
Yeah, definitely. Do we have to? Into the match itself, both teams kind of started just kind of sussing each other out, to be honest. Rangers had lined up with a three to back when we were in attack, with Lundstrom dropping deep, and then a kind of back five in defence. Obviously, Lundstrom lining up with Goldson and Sands at the back. We did get a few early shots on goal, one from a Bournemouth free kick, the keeper does save, one from a long-range effort from Sands after pretty good work by Tav out on the right-hand side. He showed a great touch to keep the ball in play. Both efforts were saved. Excuse me. Tillman has an effort from distance again. He did start very bright. Great touch on him, and you can see he's a very intelligent player. But Ali, the first 20 minutes, it was safe to say it was a bit of a cagey affair. But again, though, mate, in the back of my mind, I'm going, We are still showing, and I know I've got a cheek to say this because we've just been beat 2-0 by them. They were better on the night, and as I get that, but I just think we showed them far too much respect.
Yeah, first 15-20 minutes, I thought we controlled most of the game without really doing anything, to be honest. I thought Tielemann was the only bright light in that first 15-20 minutes. He was trying to make things happen. You can tell he was a player there, but as if I'm off back to Saturday there in the first half against Livingston, and it's side to side, nobody willing to grab the game, and no creativity. And I'll tell you what, for a guy that gets slagged quite a lot by Rangers fans, Ryan Kent, what I would have done for Ryan Kent tonight, by the way. And I was actually saying to the lads around tonight watching it here, I even said I would have brought Scott Wright on at one point, just something to add, a bit of creativity, because there was nothing, apart from Tielemann, there was absolutely nothing. And we just, like I say, after the first 20 minutes, I thought we controlled it without doing anything. We just fell completely away, and they grew into that game, that team, and obviously we know it happens.
Yeah, Ryan, it did look like we were trying to play, again, tacticians will slaughter me, but it looked like we were trying to play almost inverted wingers, with Matondo moving a wee bit closer to Trolak and Tillman almost playing on that left-hand side, in order for, obviously, Barisic and Tav to get up and down. But it just didn't work.
No, it wasn't working. It was a lot to do with, I kind of get obsessed with when I see the Rangers centre-halves taking 3, 4, 5 touches on the ball. It always makes me think people aren't doing their job in front of them. There's no movement in front of them. They're just not happy with the options in front of them. And usually at that point, we'll go for the long ball for Kent. Obviously, Kent wasn't there, as Ali said. It just didn't. There was just something so disjointed with the team. And as you say, like Matondo, it didn't work. It didn't work tonight. And that has probably got to be a concern for Gio, because that's the kind of game I would expect a right winger to work for. Did he prevent Tav from doing his usual job, where he needs that freedom up and down the right-hand side? I don't know. But it was just so disjointed, and it was because the combinations weren't up there, the left or the right, we found ourselves passing to the centre mids constantly, who then just did the exact same job as they did it all game. It was just these simple passes. And even at times we were losing the ball, it was just because we just didn't know what to do with it. We didn't have any clue what to do on the ball and off the ball. It was I'm trying to think of a positive, but there wasn't one. There really wasn't one, and that sounds it's shocking, to be fair. But at the same time, the way they played in the first half against Livingston, that was a carbon copy. We just weren't, as I said on Saturday, we go long periods without creating anything. And by God, we went a long time without creating a chance tonight, that's for sure.
Can I just put in there quickly?
Yeah,
sorry, Carney. I mean, Ryan made a good point there about we, for some reason, start slowing games in the first half, and it takes us. That this isn't new. We did this last season, remember?
Yep.
We went umpteen games in the first half where it was the same movie you watched, slow, laboured, and then they got a kick up the arse and came out. So this isn't new for Rangers. And it's worrying that we're into a new season again and it's the same stuff again.
I think what's even more worrying than that is that the kick up the arse didn't happen tonight.
It didn't.
I don't think there was any great improvement from the first to the second half. Honestly, I don't. But then the best move of the game actually comes from USG. I do think after the kind of first 20 minutes, they were trying to suss us out and they just decided to up the tempo and we couldn't cope. They really couldn't cope. They continuously identified our left-hand side as being the weakest point. And saying that, the best chance does come. Lundstrom gets caught out. He's just a wee bit too far up. I know Lundstrom's got a lot of credit in the bank. It's not particularly his fault. Lundstrom's not a centre-half and he's not a right-back, so he's getting asked to do a job that he doesn't usually do. He gets caught out. It's going to happen from time to time. Sands does do enough just to put off kind of two USG players as they come flying in, and the ball goes wide, and then a minute later it's 1-0 to USG. They seem to, as I say, just to up the tempo. They get in down the left. They get a wee bit fortunate, to be honest, with the fall of the ball. It drops near enough to the edge of the box. The shot takes a slight deflection going through, and it's enough to stop McLaughlin getting in on it. Without making him a whipping boy, but I'm probably going to, with Borna Barisic, he has to do better. He just has to do better. And it was a sign of things to come for the rest of the entire game, pretty much until he was subbed. And if I'm going to be really harsh, Ryan, McLaughlin has to do better than that. Slight deflection or not, he has to do better.
Yeah, I think this evening's not... I agree with you. It's not a night to pinpoint one individual because collectively as a team, we were so poor this evening. But it's just an example of them not doing their job. We've seen this with Borna before. I've been not banging the drum, but I just, you know, I'm not a fan of him. I don't rate Borna Barisic one bit. I think I'm so glad that Gio has went into the market and bought this left back, Yilmaz. But yeah, he doesn't do his job. He needs to put his shoulder on and lean on this boy and be a bit tougher. He doesn't do it. I don't know how many times he got caught out this evening and nutmegged and whatever. And McLaughlin doesn't cover his own glory. We just don't deal with the crossover. And I kind of went on to single Borna. I know I did there, but I'm saying as a team, we didn't do our job. Sands could maybe, it wasn't Sands, was it Jack? It was Jack, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Jack.
Before Borna, I think he could have done better as well. Mm-hmm. We just didn't do our job defensively. And yeah, McLaughlin, for me, I know it takes a slight deflection. I think he'll be very disappointed in his position. He should have his body behind that shot. That should be quite a simple palm away for him. And it summed us up the way it was going because I do think we got laid away with one. As you said, Lundstrom, I think we got off of that one. So the goal was coming, unfortunately, and they took the lead.
Yeah, Ali, they are fast. Once they break the lines, you can see that they've got a bit of pace, but it was still not enough to really be concerning me. And this goal, I mean, we probably will nitpick it because that's what we do, but I do just feel everybody does their job a wee bit better. That goal doesn't happen.
Yes, a calamity, that goal, to be honest. We had a wee warning sign just before. As I was watching it unfold, sitting with Tommy and Fez on Scotia up here, I was saying, they're going to score. And it just happened in front of my eyes because I could see what was happening. Borna Barisic again. And you don't want a single guy's out. Doesn't cover himself again in glory. Ryan Jack, for me, I know he's your boy, Carney, but again...
He was shocking. He was shocking.
Way off it. And I put him down in that goal. He could have dealt with it too. And McLaughlin, it takes a nick. Possibly should save it, but it shouldn't even come to that at that point. We should be dealing with balls like that. And it was coming. And it was worrying because after that, we just looked shaky. We looked shaky at the back all the time. Even when we changed it second half, we looked shaky again. And it's extremely worrying, this back line, because I don't know where we go from here with it. I really don't. But it was... No, it wasn't a good goal to concede. But again, I've seen the movie umpteen times with this Rangers team. And it's the same thing I've seen.
I think San's done well in spells. He made a couple of good tackles. He did. But I mean, after that, and again, just because of how shaky we did look, just everybody seemed to... The only one that really still to seem quite confident was Goldson. I think in defence, he seemed still fine, kind of unaffected by it. But Barisic, Sands, Lundstrom to a certain extent, even Tavernier, I thought all defensively looked like they could be got at, and I think USG were aware that they had us on the back foot, which is disappointing. It really is. Just after that, Tillman does put a dream of a chip ball into the box. Cholak doesn't get his head on it. In my opinion, he has to. But it's the first bit of decent service he's had up to that point in the game. Barisic and Sands then get caught out again down the left-hand side. A great tackle by Tavis. Time stops it from being 2-0. As I say, safe to say at this stage, Bonner has given me the absolute fear. They get a half chance again from a deep cross, from a free kick, very similar to the one against Livy at the weekend, but the USG player even can't get a good enough connection with it. Ali, we get to half-time with it being 1-0. Jack and Kamara were non-existent. Kamara is not an attacking midfielder. Is Ben Davies fit? All these things running through my head, mate. And I still am going to resort back to it, and it's not the last time I'll say it in this pod. I just think Gio put far too much thought behind this and how much we altered our game to try and combat them.
Yeah, it was jail at half-time at 1-0, to be honest. But I did think going into the... At half time, we can't play like that in the second half, surely. And surely you'll I know we laugh now because we know what happened, but it's like surely you can see what we are seeing in terms of you'll change it. Sands for me was on a booking. I would have changed him. And I think he was lucky to stay in the park if I'm being honest with myself. I think he could have went tonight, Sands, at one point. Barisic, she could have hooked him. I would have hooked any one of the central midfielders, put Tielemann in the middle. And put somebody out wide, like a Scott Wright, or I would even put Matondo out on the left and put Scott Wright on the right. Matondo had nothing tonight, and that's worrying. Absolutely nothing. But yeah, he didn't make any changes, Carney, and that, again, that's worrying. It's worrying that maybe he thinks, well, maybe it'll give him 10, 15 minutes and we're only 1-0 down, it's not the end of the world, but I'd be looking at that team we were playing and going, they're there to be got at. They really are. And we're a lot better than what we're playing. So he didn't tinker with it like he did against Livingston when he changed it. And it did make an effect and he didn't do it. So to me, that was a worry.
Yeah, thoughts at half-time, Ryan. Everybody knows that obviously Jacko's my boy, mate. But man, he was, as Ali says, he was miles off it. Absolutely. So poor. Him and Kamara, as you said, bait in the midfield just doesn't work. And yeah, Matondo, do we give him the benefit of the doubt? He has been carrying a knock. He's just kind of came back, first competitive game. And he's kind of getting played in an area of the park where there was not going to be any space due to the formation that Gio decided to go with.
Yeah, in terms of Jack, you know, we've obviously had loads of messages on the chat over summer and stuff, and I've got concerns of Ryan Jack long term anyway, because I can't remember last time he played 90 minutes for us. There's just something not right with him. I don't know, I don't see it being a kind of Ryan Jack being a solution for Rangers in the midfield. In terms of the new signings, they've all got plenty of time. For me, they'll be judged on games like this, yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that. But for me, yeah, Matondo, he gets away with it. He's been out injured. He's what, second competitive, no, first competitive game.
First competitive.
That's his first competitive game. Yeah, he just nah. He gets away with it, as does Cholak. Anyone else, Tillman. This team will take time to gel. They're a new club, and you don't. This is why I hate the Champions League qualifiers. You do not get time to gel. You do not get time to get the momentum and get up to speed. Before you know it, you are 2-0 down to Malmo or 2-0 down to USG. These games come thick and fast, and I'm not sitting here thinking I've got any. I know I kind of slated Suter a bit at the weekend, but he did play poorly, and I know he's got personal circumstances, which I've read whether they're true or not, but all these signings, I've got plenty of time yet before I'm getting concerned or worried about him. But Matondo did not have a good game tonight, but yeah, it's one of those ones, just hopefully gets a bit of fitness after tonight and plays on Saturday and shows us what he can do, because he's definitely a player in there of what I've seen.
Yeah, I would go along with that, mate. Into the second half, no changes. As I mentioned, no change of shape either. I'm going to pause here for dramatic effect, because the first 10 minutes of the second half, nothing happened. I mean, literally nothing happened. It was just, literally, that's what I mean, even tonight, it was not a good game of football to watch. Even like as a neutral watching that, you'd be going, this is not a good game at all. They had flashes of moments, and they've got a few good players. There was a boy on the left that was playing for them. I didn't take his name down. Thought he looks quite tidy. He turned Glenn Kamara inside out about four times. I thought he looked pretty tidy. But again, they weren't a great team, and it wasn't like a kind of free-flowing game really at all. USG then get down our left again. Chip ball. Kind of diagonal chip ball, Barisic and Sands all at sea. The cross comes in, Lundstrom does enough to make the USG miss the target with the header. USG go close again with a shot from the edge of the box. Certainly made McLaughlin have a wee think about it. At this point, I think we're all screaming for Gio to at least change the shape, as it clearly wasn't working. Resort back to our 4-3-3, do something different, because they were just beginning to pile on pressure and pile on pressure. And then, yeah, we eventually get a substitution. 67 minutes, it's Bonner comes off and is placed by Ridvan. Jack is subbed off for Ben Davies, moving Lundstrom into the middle of the park. And I'll just keep going, lads, because obviously we've got quite a bit to break down as we go. The best move for us comes in the 68th minute. It still doesn't lead to a shot on target, however, but it's the first bit of quality in the game that was from Kamara, and probably the only bit of quality he had in the game. He slips in Cholak, he fires it across goal. There's absolutely nobody there for the tapping, but it was still a positive move, and I was thinking, okay, here we go. Then there's a bit of an onslaught of shots by USG, two of them of which produced very good saves by McLaughlin. I think McLaughlin does really well with the two of them. And then the game stopped for a block, and it's reviewed by VAR. The ref then goes to have a look, which gives me the fear straight away, because I know he's about to give a penalty. And yeah, Ali, it might be the rules of the game. I am a wee bit unsure of what Conor Goldson's meant to do in that situation. It looks like there's going to be a clash of bodies. How can you say what's a natural position and what isn't? However, in the rules of the game just now, it's a penalty, according to reports, and I don't want to sound like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, mate, but I do think it was harsh. I didn't even have to watch the penalty, mate, because I knew fine well what was about to happen.
Yeah, as soon as it went to VAR, and let's talk about VAR. VAR wasn't working in the first half.
First half, yeah, that's what that was, that thing at the start, wasn't it? Like, because the ref went over and said to everybody, honestly, VAR won't be on.
See, when it gets switched on, I didn't even know it was switched on at that point until the guy went, VAR's operating again. Yeah, I went, that's definitely getting done by VAR. But it was, as soon as he went to the wee monitor, penalty, it is a penalty. In the letter of the law, it's a penalty. So we're not going to sit here and grumble, says not a penalty. It is a penalty. I'd be calling for it if it was another end. It's one of these rules, Carney, that I don't like it, because what's Goldson meant to do with his hands? I mean, he's kind of falling down. There's not much he can do with it, but the letter of the law is it's a penalty, and that's what it is at the end of the day. So we just need to take our medicine with that. And I was exact same as you, Carney. When the boy stepped up, I went, we know how this goes. He'll put this away. And he did coolly, to be fair to him. Good penalty with the boy. And at 2-0, I'm going, this is a massive mountain for us to climb. And even at that point, I'm thinking, can we actually hold on to a 2-0? Because all over, and we never looked like scoring. I never thought we'd score. I thought they could maybe get another one. But on the penalty, it's a penalty, unfortunately, but it is a penalty.
Ryan, would you be calling that if that was the other side of the pitch? Would you be calling for a penalty for that? I don't know. I mean, at first glance, I didn't see it. It seems like a daft rule. It is the rule, obviously. I know it is, but God, man, talk about getting a kick in the stones when you're down.
I'd definitely be calling for it. I'd be calling for it if it hit anywhere. I'd be calling for it because I love a penalty at Rangers. You know that. As soon as I seen the first replay. And the referee was standing on the pitch, obviously speaking to the VAR team. I said to my dad, this is a penalty. I said, under the laws, that's a penalty, even though I said they deem that as an unnatural position, the way he's got his hand up, even though it's unavoidable, they'll deem it as an unnatural position and it's a penalty. And as soon as he went over to look at it, same as you and Ali, I was like, he's going to give it. That's for him to just have that double check. They're obviously saying to him in the rear, it's a penalty, go and have a look. See what you think. And it's summed the night up. It's summed the night up. But for me, I think the big moment before that was, as you said, when Colak went through and fired that ball across goal. That was the first moment. I don't know if you've got a time noted down there. That was the first moment I thought Rangers showed a tiny bit of urgency, almost an intention to score a goal. And I was like, all right, okay, we're kicking into gear here. But it's almost as if USG thought, right, we'll just up the gears here and we'll go for it, because they started going for another goal, and you know what? They got it and they deserved it, because there was only one team scoring a second goal, unfortunately. And I'm with Ali. Yes, it's negative. Stick it in the comments if you don't agree with it, but I didn't see us scoring. I did not see us scoring. We just looked as if we didn't believe in ourselves. We didn't. Every player looked like with just a lack of intention to challenge this team. And it's worrying, because, again, credit to them, they won the game, but USG didn't frighten me. They didn't look
like
a team that I was like really, really worried about. I was worried about us more.
That's perfect, mate. That's exactly it. That's this podcast in a nutshell, mate. It was us that I was worried about, wasn't them. It was 68 minutes, by the way, when we first decided to actually play a bit of football tonight, which is, I mean, you're going to get what you deserve when you do that at this level. We make a double change straight after it. Tillman goes off with Matondo, who both were even less effective in the second half than they were the first, replaced by Wright and Lawrence. Wright tries his best, huffs and puffs. He actually charged forward about 50 yards with the ball and then fouled a USG player while doing that. And I was like, well, if that's not going to sum this night up, then I don't know what is. And then they should be three up. Sloppy pass by Golden in the middle of the pitch. Again, though, I don't want to cut some people some slack, but I don't know, Golden, what else is he meant to do? I mean, he's passed the kind of semicircle in their half. Nobody's showing for that ball. So he's like, I'm going to need to go backwards here. He gets caught in no man's land. And as I say, it leads to a great save by McLaughlin. We really just whimper out. We're literally holding on to get to 90 minutes and get this game over and done with. And then Tav clears one off the line as well, right on the last kick of the ball, really, from a header from them. Ali, it finishes 2-0. I think we're lucky to get out at only 2-0. There is just Gio for me, mate. I don't want to. Again, that is singling some doubt. Gio's is just so wrong tonight. It just didn't work. And the amount of time that it took to change, and even when he changed it, it was still the same shape. So it was like for like changes. And I'm like, you're not going to get any result from that. Look, I'm not a manager or a tactician by any manner, but we've seen this before. And it's like, you have to do more. I know it's only half time in a tie. I know it's only 2-0. We could turn it round, but if we're going to line up like that at Ibrox, I just don't see it.
No, need big changes at Ibrox. I mean, to me, we need to go for it. Hopefully Ryan Kent's fit. We don't know where Alfie is in terms of his fitness. If he's got 60 minutes in him, I'd play him.
He will be injected up to his eyeballs with coffee, yep, mate. Trust me, he'll play.
I'd play him. We need to go for it next week. They don't fear me, that team, which is bizarre to say because they've beaten us 2-0 and they could have possibly beaten us 3-4-0 tonight, which is bizarre to say, but they didn't fear me. And it's similar to the Malmo game last season in the same round. It's the same thing. We all said the same thing about Malmo, that we thought they were all right, but they didn't frighten us. And we've seen what happened at Ibrox. So Rangers can do it in the second leg. They can do it, but they've not filled me with confidence in the last two games I've seen them at all. They need, obviously, we'll be there and we'll back them, but they need to come to the party as well, some of these players. And they need to have a hard look at themselves tonight, some of them, because that was pathetic tonight. It really was pathetic. But yeah, like you say, it's half-time, can't it? If they score one at Ibrox, to me, it's dead. I just can't see us scoring three. But it's still alive, but it shouldn't have got to this point. It should not have got to this point against an average team without being disrespectful to them. And I know their fans may have slaughtered us and say that this and that, like the Malmo fans did, but I did think they were average, which is bizarre because they've beaten us 2-0. But they didn't strike fear into me. And we can play a hell of a lot better, Rangers. We can. But we need to show it next week. And if we don't, we don't deserve to be anywhere near Champions League, Europa League, or the other one is the Conference. But it's pathetic tonight. It really is pathetic.
Yeah, it's not. It is pathetic, mate. It's not. It isn't good enough, even in the slightest. One thing's for sure, Ryan, we'll struggle to play worse than that.
I'm not going to say that. I can't tempt fate with that because, like I said, I texted a few people as well after the game on Sunday, and they were just saying about my reaction to the game. And I just, Sunday's first half worried me because I think you can be off it and you can be, it's just after pre-season, but there was just something about Sunday's first half performance. I thought, nah, there's a lack of intensity in that team, and you should not have a lack of intensity at this stage of the season. You should be flying out the traps at this stage of the season. And that's a concern for me. It is. I am worried that, again, negative again. So I'm just going with it because I'm telling you what's in my head. I'm worried the damage is done this evening. I totally agree with Ali that it feels like the Malmo situation. Yes, Rangers, without a doubt, have a 2-3-4-0 performance in them. They can do that. I am worried that the damage is done and it's a carbon copy of this Malmo and that we're just not there yet. If it was October, November, I would be so confident in thinking Rangers can turn over a 2-0 against a lot of teams. Like last season, because I would have fancied it, especially you think of that Leipzig game, we were flying at the time. So, yeah, I just think there's a lot of work to do. I think Gio's got a lot of work to do. I think he's got a lot of reflection on his tactics because he got it wrong tonight. And you know me, I'm pro Gio. I'll always back him, but he got it wrong tonight. But the players didn't step up either. There's just a collective from us that cannot happen next week. He needs to get his tactics right, his team selection right, and players need to step up or we will go out.
Yeah, but collectively, I think you're right. Every single one of them, every player, the manager has to take accountability for this because they've let themselves down tonight with that. It was just terrible. None of it was enjoyable at all. I can't really find a positive in it, apart from the couple of flashes that we've seen from Tillman. Apart from that, there is nothing. There's absolutely nothing in that game. And Ryan, before we go, you did say about this team going long periods of time without testing the goalkeeper. That keeper was tested twice in the first 15 minutes of that half from a free kick that he probably should save from Bourne. That is a good save. And the one from Sands is routine. And I think Tillman actually has one as well around that same time. Apart from that, mate, he did nothing the rest of that game.
No, it's a horrible combination that Rangers have got just now. And it is early in the season, but it needs to be addressed. It needs to stop abruptly, starting on Saturday. This not testing the goalkeeper. And when you go the long periods of time, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. If you go long periods of time not testing the goalkeeper, the chances are you're going to get caught out the other end and then your back's up against it. We've seen it with Rangers, this Rangers team so often, and it's why they've not got a lot of league titles in the bag in the past few years, and they need to put that right because it isn't only going forward that's a concern for me at the moment, but players will need to settle in. Yilmaz, for me, is a left-back going forward. I don't see Borna Barisic anyone near that first 11, and I'm even talking that Queen of South game at the end of the month. I don't want to see him at left-back. I want to see this boy get a proper run at left-back and settle in, and the new signings will get time, and I'm confident they're the right signings. I'm no Gio. I've bought the right players, but they need to get up to speed quickly. Unfortunately, the pressure is on already.
Yeah, Ali, it's really not fair to judge Yilmaz or Davies or based on that tonight. They've came on to a pretty poor team performance as a whole. And even the changes that we made with Wright and Lawrence, I think that's a reflection of how wrong Gio got it, because the only thing Tom Lawrence done when he came on was be frustrated and get booked because he just didn't have time to affect the game, really. That's really it. So I think a lot of the criticism is probably going to come the team's way, mate, and maybe some of it will be over-exaggerated because you know how Rangers Twitter can go, but there is definitely some elements of it that are going to need to ring true to these players and to Gio.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of changes this summer. There's a lot of new players in, like you say, a lot of boys that aren't up to speed. They'll get a pass for so long, but a lot of these boys need pulled aside by experienced members of the Rangers team, McGregor's, Arfield's, Davis, and just have a wee word with them and just say, look, this is what it's about playing with this football team. It's pressure for day one. A lot of these boys we've brought in, your Launces and that, they've played for Derby and that, they're never really, they're not under pressure in these clubs. And you come into it, Rangers are a big club. I know we play in a small league, but we're a big club in a small league and we're buying into big games to try and get into Champions League. Tonight just simply wasn't good enough. It was laboured. A lot of players that have been there for a while, your Kamaras, your Jacks, that need to take a big responsibility tonight because it's not good enough. It's not good enough. But they have next Tuesday night to come back, these players, and show us. And I expect big changes on Saturday. I think you'll see these boys, like Ryan's saying, Yilmaz at left back, Davies at left centre half. Maybe Ryan Kent might be back, Thielman. Bed them in more on Saturday for Tuesday coming up, because Tuesday is it's winner bust for Rangers on Tuesday. If we don't win, we go back into Europa League group stages, where we don't want to be, but is that our level, unfortunately? And it might well be the case. And it's disappointing because it's two cracks we've had at the Champions League. Made a complete arse last year, let's be honest. And we're close to doing it this season as well. But they've got a big, big 90 minutes come next Tuesday, Rangers. But I won't write them off because I think they can do it.
Yeah, I think they can as well, mate. It's just not... Talk about giving yourself an uphill battle. that's what tonight is, for sure. A thankless task tonight. Ryan, thank you very much, mate. We'll speak to you on Friday. We'll be back with Club Preview. And you're hosting, mate. Maybe Cooler Heads will prevail, mate.
Yes, Cooler Heads will prevail and we'll bring some positivity on Friday. I promise you that.
We're going to play a game?
Yeah, we'll take a shot each at being positive. Listen, it's just Rangers haven't started the season off the way we wanted to. I'm also like Ali. I think they've got it in the locker. They can do it, but yeah, the concerns are there, obviously. But Ali makes a good point. There is a lot of change in that team at the moment, and Gio needs to get them up to speed quickly. Just so disappointing this evening, but it is half time, and Rangers need to turn that around next Tuesday. But yes, I'll go to my bed and cry now, and that'll be it.
Yeah, it's never an enjoyable podcast, these ones anyway. Ali, cheers, mate. You on Friday, are you? Yeah,
I'll be here on Friday, yeah. Looking forward to it. It's good to be back on the podcast after I've been on it the last two times, and I've come on to this one, so Scotia got a right good out-of-jail card tonight. He was away down the road, so I don't know what podcast he's listening to tonight, but it definitely isn't us or any other Rangers podcast. But I'll be here on Friday, and we'll just need to gear up for the game on Saturday. That's all we can do. We just need to motor forward.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's all we need to do. Just look forward to Saturday now. Yeah, not the performance or the result we were hoping for tonight. I think we were all crying out for just getting the tie back to to Ibrox alive. I suppose the optimist in you will say the tie is still alive. We are 2 goals down. 2 goals gets us to back to 0-0, if you like. But yeah, there needs to be improvement in the performance, or we will not get anywhere near that. So thank you for tuning in. If you did and you've lasted this long to the end of the podcast, you either support a different club than us, or you wanted to feel what we were going to say about the whole thing. But yeah, we will be back on Friday. As I say, no Club Debt Corner this week, just due to the way the games are playing. I did mention we'll be readjusting things slightly as we figure out what European competition we're going to be playing in. But yeah, for tonight, thank you for tuning in. Please do like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give us something a wee bit to feel good about by just dropping us 2 wee clicks. That would be magic. And we'll speak to you all on Friday. We are Club at 22, the Rangers podcast. Cheers, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.